to be religious, the devil in your nature cries out at you. Go not in that direction. Bethink you, O misguided one, for you will become captive to distress and poverty.
This is the logic of the story. This is the main stuff. Here we say, first of all, it's not religious over there. It's din, means the path. When you decide to go in this path with knowing what you do, the div, the opposite of the human being. We have this picture in Persian language, they made it about div. Div means opposite of the human being. Means he is a big fellow with a horn and a tail, and he will eat the human beings, and he lives in the mountain, he's too big, and things like the Bigfoot and things like that. Okay? And they made it, they called it div because this was the word that the Indian will use for God, which is Dio, which comes to the Latin even. But they wanted to make it opposite. It's div, the opposite of the human being. Means that harsh animal in you, your ego. When you want to go in the path, your ego will say, don't go there. Think, because you will become the slave of what? He uses the word of dervish, because dervish at the same time means poor. So we say you will become the slave of the pain and being a dervish. Yes.
You will become destitute. You will be cut off from
friends. You will be despised and you will feel sorry. From fear of the outcry of that accursed div, you flee away from certain truth into error.
When you decide to walk to the path, suddenly the ego will come out and will say, be careful, you will lose everything, you will be poor, you are going to cut from your friends, and you will become a pitiful fellow. And you will be afraid of all these advisors, and you will be lost from the real belief. Yes?
Saying, ho, tomorrow is mine, and after tomorrow I will run in the way. I have time.
Always, when we are talking about this path, you think about it and we say, yes, tomorrow, or maybe after tomorrow I will start. That's why, repeatedly, right from the beginning, we said, there is no tomorrow, there is no yesterday, there is now. Stand up and be responsible now, now. But look at your brain. If you postpone it, okay, I will do it later. I have seen a lot of people, yes, a lot, they think that, they were saying it to me when I was younger. Why are you doing this? This is when you become old. When we became old, yes, we become this because we can't do anything else. We sit down and we learn prayer and all that stuff. Because now we need what we need. The success, the blah, 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 all of that, they will bring it. I have seen a lot of them. They thought that you could do all of this when you get old. When you get old, you don't need all of this. When you get old, the only thing you need is death. If they let you, you'll die. This is the way of life. You're learning this to live with it, not just to know it. It's not that you will gain something at the end. This is a lifetime spirit. Yes?
Then again, you see death killing your neighbors on left and right, so that the cry is raised. Now, in fear of life, you resolve to be on the way, on the path. For a while, you make yourself a man. So you put on the armor of knowledge and wisdom, saying, I will not shirk from any danger. Again, he deceitfully cries out at you, be afraid and turn away from the sword of poverty.
Aha! He says, okay, first I'll tell you, tomorrow, after tomorrow, later, when I get old, then you'll see the people dying and stuff like that. You're shocked, so you decide to go again. This time he will stand there and say, hey, don't do this, because you will be caught up with faber, poverty. Because we're talking about faber fanon. Here, the end is poverty. Why are you doing it? Yes?
Once more you flee from the way of light and cast off that armor of knowledge and virtue. Years, you are a slave to him because of a cry. You have laid down the blanket in such darkness as this. Dread of the cry of the devils has bound the people and taken hold of their throats, till their souls have become as hopeless of the light as the spirits of the infidels who dwell in the tombs. Such is the terror of the cry of that accursed one. How must be the dread of the divine cry?
This is your story. Whenever you start to walk to this path, that opposite of you, the ego, the enemy from inside, that thief, will advise you not to. Forget about the other logical advices. Even from your own brain it comes out. First we say, this is a painful process. Then you will see people dying and stuff like that. Then you want to walk back and say, this is the poverty. And for years, he will play with you like that. Whenever you decide to walk the path, he's trying to stop you. Right? Okay. Now imagine how powerful the message of your ego is. Now compare it with the message of Haq. How powerful that message is. This is what I'm trying to explain to you. If you're ready, that powerful message will go in your heart and you will be changed. Yes.
Dread of the falcon is upon the noble partridge. The fly has no portion of that dread, because the falcon is not a hunter of flies. Only spiders catch flies. The spider, the devil, the div, has dominion over flies like you, not over the partridge and the eagle. The cry of the div is the shepherd of the damned. The cry of the Lord is the guardian of the saints. To the end that by reason of these two cries far distant, not a drop of sweet sea may mingle with the briny sea.
It was very obvious and very simple. You asserted that whenever you approach this stuff, there is a lot of logical explanation, conversation, philosophy, objection, and all that. He brought it down to the last point to say that what I'm talking about is really listening to the hidden message in this stuff, which is not really understandable, which is not going to change your brain, but will influence your emotion, will change your heart. Look at this that way. This guy I'm talking about, he wants to go back. This is his situation. He wants to go back. All the logical fellows around, including his ego, is trying to stop him. This is the difficulty of this path, because the enemy inside is powerful. Why? Because he knows you perfectly. He knows how to talk to you even. He knows how to provoke your fear. And yes, this is a fearful stuff, because right at the beginning we say you should be ready to die. But with death, we mean your animal dying, not your spirit. We mean drinking this water, growing up, being reborn. That's what we are talking about. Therefore, you should stop listening to the logical stuff. I mean, you are in the path of being enriched. Be careful. Do not get a lot of philosophical and logical explanation here and there. Remember, at the end, we are talking to your heart. We are trying to connect to your heart. But, okay, the instrument we have is talking, writing, and here in writing, what do? Poetic language, stories, examples, all of that to do what? To give you that feeling inside, that passion, which is not logical, which is not even explainable. The only thing is the feeling, and right at the beginning, you cannot feel it properly because you are blind, you don't see it. But yes, you could start with imitation. Imitation is, we dig this. Do the same. Read it and dig it and try to go underneath and understand the depth of it. Okay? Then, when you feel it, when that emotion is revived in you, then you forget about your doubt. Because, do you remember? This works with doubt it. It should be proven to me. I don't believe this. Why is that? What will cause us and all that? I'm talking of passion, which is the heart. A simple message. All prophets, they bring it here for we. And it's not going to die. It's here. It's in the text. The only thing you need is just dig in. You know that this is the ocean of the knowledge. You want to be enriched? Dig in and do not waste your time putting something for the future or trying to logically explain something. Then what? Then the happening happens, that inshallah we'll see next time. آن که گویند اولیا در کفوند تاز چشم مردمان پنهان شوند پیش خلقشان فراز صد کوهند گام خود بر چرخ هفتم می نهند پس چرا پنهان شود که جو بود کوز صد در یا و که زن سو بود حاجتش نبود به سوی که گریخ که از پیش کری فلک صد نر رید چرخ گردید و ندید و گرد جان تعذیت جامعه به پوشید آسمان گر به ظاهر آن پری پنهان بود آدمی پنهان تر از پریان بود نزد عاقل زان پری که مزمر است آدمی صد بار خود پنهان تر است آدمی نزدیک عاقل چون خفیست چون بود آدم که در غیب سفیست آدمی همچون عصای موسی است آدمی همچون فسون عیسی است در کف حق بحر داد و بحر زین قلب مؤمن هست بین اصبعین ظاهرش چوبی